Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. And, excuse me, want to welcome each of you back. Glad you could join us. We're going to hopefully and prayerfully, with the Lord's guidance today, help you a little bit with learning more about discernment. That's our theme this week, is knowing how to understand the Word of God better and to decipher between good and bad, especially in the Word that's being spoken and taught by our preachers and teachers. So let's just start right off with it. Before we get started, let me tell you that we welcome your thoughts on the programs, and we don't always give you a way during each program to call us, to get a hold of us. So I want to let you know right off the here this morning, email us anytime at fwm@adams.net. That's our email address. You can go to our website at forgottenword.org. That is forgottenword.org. And there's, of course, links to all of the information, hundreds and hundreds of pages of information for you, and some videos, audios, hundreds of articles, a lot of information there. But there's also links to get a hold of us. So, you know, we want to hear from you. We want to know what you think of the programs, and are we helping you in any way? Are you learning some things from it? So, and we can take the criticism. So if you got some complaints, some issues, or you'd like to see something a little different, we want to hear that. So let us know. Email us at fwm@adams.net. That's like Frank William Mary, fwm@adams.net. So let's talk about discernment. I was reading a little article, and in that article, the first paragraph of it was pretty good. I thought I would share that with you. It says, "In this late hour, the importance of discerning correctly and keenly cannot be overemphasized. Discerning has never been more essential for the disciple of Christ as it is in this late hour, where evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. We must rightly divide the word of truth, and that can only be done by studying to show ourselves approved unto God as workmen who needeth not be ashamed in the end. Like the God-given noble disciples at Berea, we must test all things against Holy Scripture." And that's in Acts 17:11. The other verses above that were 2 Timothy 3:13 and 2 Timothy 2:15. I think that paragraph explains it in a nutshell, really. Now, we all know that we have to trust God, and the Bible tells you how to do that. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is a good example of here what we need to do. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." Let me read it, what the King James says. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Now, what he's saying there in common today's English is that trust in the Lord with all your heart. Just trust him with all of your heart. And don't depend on your understanding of things. And in everything that you do, give the credit to God. And God will show you the way to live. How wonderful, how beautiful that is. Now write the verse down so you can look it up and read that and study it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Wonderful scripture to memorize. It's just, I remember this from back when I was in my 20s, almost, 40 years ago. It's one of the first scriptures that I memorized. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Isn't that great? If we trust in the Lord with all our heart, and don't try to work it all out for ourselves, if we give him all the credit, he's going to show us how to live a great life. We're with him and for him and with him eternally. Wonderful passage of scripture. Just wonderful. Ezekiel 44:23 is another verse that rang home to me on this. It says, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profound, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean." See, preachers have to teach you, and that's something you don't see a lot of Word of Faith preachers teach on, is discernment, because they don't want you to understand them. They want you just to believe them. They want you to just believe them. I've heard over and over again these preachers say, "Listen, the Lord gave me a word. You're not going to find it in the Bible. You're going to have to trust me on this. The Lord gave me a revelation. If it isn't in the Bible, I don't want to hear about it." It's that simple. If it's not in the Bible, I don't want to hear about it. "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean." Now that's Ezekiel 44:23. So see, it tells you and shows you and teaches you in the Bible how to discern and how to even learn how to discern. You gotta, of course, ask the Lord. But studying the scripture is your best way. Be like the disciples at Berea. We call them the noble Bereans. They tested everything they heard against the Holy Scriptures. Isn't that marvelous? That's what we should be doing. We should be doing that with everything we hear. And if it doesn't line up with Scripture, throw it out in the trash. Throw it out in the trash. It's no good. It's just no good. So, you know, now we do have some people who pride themselves on their supposed ability to discern. Yet, God resists the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Now, that's James 4:6, I believe. James 4:6. You very seldom see these people that are preaching prosperity and Word of Faith. You don't see a lot of humbleness, do you? "We're only secure in our discerning to the degree that we are truly abiding in Christ and in the holy fear of God, and by daily denial of ourself and giving ourselves without reserve to the Lord, who bled and died to save us." You know, I was reading where one guy said, what was it here? It says, "I have met some who claim to hear words from God or see visions or be able to discern. These same people are not rich in the written word and are therefore deceived. Any person who makes the claim of being used of God while not rich in his word is operating under the influence of a spirit of divination and is to be rebuked and or avoided if they don't repent and become sound in the faith, rooted and grounded in the word." That's from, you'll see that in Titus 1:13 and 2:2. "Rightly dividing and accurate discernment can only come from the only one who is perfect. And that, my friend, is not us. It is the Lord." 2 Timothy 2:15. Look that up sometime. 2 Timothy 2:15. "If we are walking in genuine godly discernment, it's due to no good of our own, but it's rather the good and the perfect gift of our Heavenly Father." Now, you'll read scriptures similar to that in James 1:17. You have to walk with and in the Lord. When we turn our hearts to the Lord, the light of Christ shines in our hearts and the veil of darkness is dispelled, folks. It's that simple. Colossians 3:1-3 says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:1-3. Read that and you'll see that's a great scripture. Now here's something just a little bit to think about, okay? I'm going to name some names here. I hope I don't offend you guys, but listen closely. The fact that Paula White, T.D. Jakes, Kenny Copeland, Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, Joyce Meyer, Rick Warren, and a myriad of other modern preachers, they have modeling pictures galore themselves, clearly reveals that they are seeking their own glory. They have projected, promoted, and staged themselves as Christ leaders while simultaneously and severely violating Christ's life example and teachings concerning the imperative of humility. These, what I call wolves in sheep's clothing, have hired major marketing firms to promote themselves because it's all about them. This they have done in diametrical opposition to the life, character, and teachings of the one they claim to be representing. We know by this that they are simply using Jesus. Using his name in vain, folks, to promote who? Themselves. They are making merchandise of the gullible people by making an industry of themselves as they allure through the lust of the flesh in their greed-driven teachings. Now, were we not warned repeatedly to let no man deceive you by any means and beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing? Matthew 7:15 and 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Matthew 7:15 and 2 Thessalonians 2:3. That's exactly where you'll find that scripture. So listen, you have to, these people, the ones I mentioned and many, many more, unfortunately, they're out there preaching a gospel that is totally different than the gospel of the Bible. They're preaching that you're supposed to be rich, that you'll never be sick, you'll always be healed if you have faith, but yet so many of them are sick, and of course every one of them die. They can't heal anybody, even though they claim they can. They don't raise the dead, even though some of them claim they have. They've all been, you know, no one, none of them can prove it. None of them's ever been able to prove it, unfortunately. Wish they could. I believe the Lord can work any miracle that he so feels fit to do. But if God's going to work through a man or a woman and have them raise someone from the dead, I guarantee you there's going to be proof. And it's going to be witnessed and proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. But these guys will get up there and preach to you and make you think that everything is going to be beautiful. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to pick up your cross daily and walk with the Lord. You don't have to do that anymore. I don't know why, but they claim you don't. Well, the New Testament says we do. Take up your cross daily. And we're going to be, he said, if you're against me, they're going to be against you. That we'd be persecuted for our faith in him. But yet these people preach the difference. You have to learn how to discern the difference between the falseness that's being taught and the truth of God's holy word. It's imperative that you learn to discern, folks. It's so imperative. Play this tape back and keep listening to this message. You will learn, and if you study with the Lord. God bless you. I gotta go. Talk to you in the morning. Love you all.